News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Lingus and the Irish Airline Pilots Association have been invited by the Labour Court to attend separate meetings today, and both sides have accepted. And Michael Doherty, Professor in Employment Law at Maynooth University, joins us now. Good morning to you, Michael. In your view, is this progress?
Morning, Ciara. Yes, it's certainly progress. I have to admit I was taken a little bit by surprise because, you know, they had seemed so far apart and the rhetoric had been so kind of toxic over the past few days. Anything that gets them around, they're not around the table,
no.
So they're attending separately, but anything that gets them in the same building, I guess, to talk with the Labour Court is definitely progress. Although, you know, I suppose we do need to be a little bit cautious in terms of a breakthrough because they do still seem to be quite a distance apart.
Yeah, we have interviewed both parties at various times over the last week and a half, and not only did they both appear to be digging in, but as you say, the rhetoric, words like blackmail, greed, intimidation, that kind of language, you wouldn't often hear that kind of language in an industrial dispute.
To be fair, I don't think you would. It's an industrial dispute. Nobody expects it to be nicey-nicey and, you know, harmony to reign or anything like that. But it has been quite a toxic, the rhetoric. And this goes right back to a few weeks ago when IALPA had their first electronic ballot. That was kind of legally questioned by Aer Lingus, even though they must have known that a vast majority of pilots were in favour of this, whether, you know, it was 92 or 94, you know, it didn't really matter. So it started, for my money, with the provocation or at least a kind of a hostile stance, and it's just kind of escalated and escalated over the coming days. So in that context, as I say, at least they are now willing to, get back into the Labour Court building.
And these kind of bilateral talks, they remind me almost of Northern Ireland or something. How does that work? Because I don't think people understand. So both groups are talking to different people within the framework of the Labour Court. And then does the Labour Court kind of go between the two saying he said, she said sort of thing?
Probably not just at this stage. I think what probably will happen at this stage is the Labour Court has indicated they want both parties to brief it on their current position. Now, in fairness, the Labour Court generally wouldn't make an invitation like this unless the court thinks there's something there. And it was interesting, this could be coincidence, but the government has a body called LEAF, the Labour Employer Economic Forum, which is basically where the Taoiseach and senior ministers meet, senior union as an ICTU and senior employers like IBEC. And that meeting actually happened yesterday. It was a scheduled meeting. There were lots of issues discussed. But we have learned that this issue was brought up. So I just wonder if there was some kind of push at very, very senior level by the government, by unions, by employers to say to the parties, look, at the very least, get back into the court, lay things out and see is there any common ground that the court can find.
Well, both the Taoiseach and the Taoiseach have been relatively scathing about this and the effects it's having on the travelling public and families and holidays. And I think there's very little doubt that the timing of it isn't quite particular. In your view, I mean, IAG, the parent company of Aer Lingus, they have other airlines. They have BA, they have Iberia, they have other pilots who are watching this. They also have the rest of the Aer Lingus staff who had accepted a pay rise in the magnitude of around 12.5%. It is difficult for them to concede to the pilots without having huge knock-on effects. Is there a kind of a naivety on IALPA's part about what, I suppose, Aer Lingus is going to be able to do?
That's a fair question. Strangely enough, I think the other groups in Aer Lingus are probably less of an issue. Pilots have always kind of negotiated separately and they've always done separate deals. But I think the first point about IAG is crucial because, I understand it, Iberia are actually in pay talks at the minute. BA have recently kind of come to an agreement. So, I mean, for the Aer Lingus management in Dublin, they have obviously, you know, they're concerned about local issues.
Yeah.
You know, they are the ones ultimately who will have to solve this. But IAG will very much be keeping an eye on any potential knock-on because, you know, that is the danger that pilots in Iberia will say, well, hang on, you know, you gave those folks over there a certain amount and that's what we want. So there's a clear parameter around what can be offered here. And, you know, it's industrial disputes are industrial disputes, and eventually some sort of formula will have to be found. But that is definitely a constraint on Aer Lingus management.
If these side-by-side meetings don't appear to result in any kind of a rapprochement between the two parties, a kind of any kind of a concession or an agreement, what's the next step, Michael? I mean, people are really, people keep asking me, are you going anywhere in Aer Lingus? You know, people are worried about this. So what's the next step after this if this doesn't work?
Yeah, I'd have to be honest and say I'd be a little pessimistic about this causing the action over the coming days to be called off. I hope I'm wrong, but I just have a feeling that it's A, that kind of the thing has been set in motion now and it's difficult to unwind, and B, exactly as you say, people have already taken action in terms of passengers. Because in the airline industry, the threat of action is almost as important.
Yeah.
As when the action actually happens. What happens next? I mean, as I say, I can only assume that the reason the court has issued this invitation is the court believes there's something there somewhere that can at least get us an interim solution, which might get us through the busiest time. But what that is at the minute, it's difficult to see. I mean, it'll always land somewhere between the extremes that the parties are currently kind of putting forward as their position. But I have to be honest and say, I don't really see a resolution coming, before the planned action.
Yeah, obviously.
There are constraints on both sides.
Yeah, no good news there, particularly for passengers or the rest of the staff. Look, thank you very much for joining us. That is Michael Doherty, their professor in employment law at Maynooth University.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.